Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
We're back. Welcome, Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Happy Monday, everybody. Great song, Barbie. That was actually my suggestion. I'm going to give myself credit for that one. Emailed her. What was that last night that I emailed you? Intelligent. Yeah. How about Thin Lizzy? Boys Are Back in Town. Great tune. So I hope everybody had a great, great week. I had a ton of fun this weekend. So we are doing part two of polarity on the flip side. How did the opposite energies, quote unquote, get expressed in healthy polarity? We did the girls last week. We're doing the boys this week. But first, I want you to call me. The number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. If you got a question, you got a story to relate about polarity, give me a holler. We'll be going to the phone lines after the first break. Want you to go, speaking of, to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to the show if you aren't already doing so. And what's cool about that is that gives us an idea who's listening, gives us the numbers, which are pretty exciting. And you can rate the show and also write a review on there so that other people know what we're up to here. And that brings more folks to this broadcast. If you need to take a listen to any of the past shows, we have them on the archives, and you can get to those from the media page at michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. You can jump on there and hit the go to the archives button, and it'll take you straight into FeedBurner, and all of the shows are listed, so you can listen to as many of them as you might like. And if there's a topic you want me to cover on the show, please get a hold of me. Send me an email or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. Today's show and last week's show, part one and two, were inspired by a listener. And I have actually a whole list of shows coming up that were listener inspired. Really fun to get your input and want to be able to answer any questions anybody's got out there on all these different subjects. And speaking of Facebook, you can find me on Facebook. Go to my website, michellemorgan.org. Click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it will take you straight in, and you can get signed up. And that's fun, too, because that's the way I get to keep in touch with y'all in between shows, which is grand and groovy for me. So, polarity. We got a ton of old shows on polarity. This is also covering polarity today. And as usual, these shows inspire lots of questions. I did get some feedback on my fan page and a couple of emails from people after last week's show. I want your questions. I hope these inspire questions because I'm working on the book proposal for the book on polarity. And so I would love your questions. Love you to email them to me. And that address is michelle@michellemorgan.org. And I want to make sure that if you could read the perfect book on polarity, it would answer all your questions. So send them on to me and we will take care of them. So I think that's pretty much all the business that I have today, except for, of course, the cosmic critter of the week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And squawk and speak and talk to me.
Love that. I'll never get tired of hearing that. Well, maybe I will. at some point, but for now it works. So, all right, Animal Spirit Guides, Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who has a show on this very station, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. This is so much fun. And I'm giving a shout out to my girls, and y'all know who you are, the sisterhood, because I think this one applies to all of us. It's pretty exciting. And Barbie, I'm going to get a little flag on this for you, too. So today's critter is the gnu, or the wildebeest. G-N-U, gnu. I always think, when I think of gnu, it sounds like something from Monty Python, doesn't it? The Knights of Gnu instead of the Knights of Ni. If gnu shows up, here's what it means, kids. There are some significant changes you want to make, so start with the top two on the list and go for it. Whether you already know it or not, you're going on a spiritual pilgrimage, one that will feed your soul. Use your senses and your instinctual pulse to determine when to move ahead and when to retreat. Shapeshift by changing your body language, such as gestures, posture, voice, and the way you move. Your life is about to make a dramatic and unexpected change toward one of even greater abundance and clarity about your mission. Hello! Know that you are abundant and be willing to share this abundance generously with others. Join a group that's compatible and congruent with your interests, or participate in a group activity on a regular basis and get to know the people involved in it. Holy guacamole. That is amazing message from the animal kingdom. So, didn't hear back from anybody last week with whale, but I'll tell you what, I had, you know, permission to just chill and hang, and I did. I took advantage of it, and I have to be honest with you. I know how this stuff works. I do. I teach it, and I still have to practice it and experience it. I was resisting hanging out. I was fighting it tooth, claw, and nail, doing the old should thing. I was shoulding all over myself, thinking I had to get a bunch of stuff done. And when I just said, okay, fine. Of course, I didn't say that just because of whale. I said that because I kept getting smacked over the head with a velvet baseball bat every time I turned around through various and sundry messages from people that I care about. Anyway, I did. I gave myself permission to relax. And boy, howdy, do I feel better right now. I do. I feel a lot more grounded. So anyway, we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to dive into the dude side of polarity. How does the masculine express their feminine energies in healthy polarity? This is going to be fun to talk about. So you're listening to Michelle Morgan on Living on a Prayer. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Got a question for Michelle? Give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. What a great song. Rush, Geddy Lee. So when I was in high school, a friend of mine named Ziggy, that was his name. Yeah, well, that wasn't his real name. His first name was Lewis, but we called him Ziggy. He had this massive afro. He was a white kid with this massive afro. He was so darling. Funny, funny dude. Anyway, he totally turned me on to Rush. Wow. Never heard anything so cool in my life up to that point. So there we go. I'm having, you know, one of my usual little flashback. Yeah, Barb's totally done her job. I'm completely in another world. So, all right. Last week we talked about the feminine side, and this week we're talking about the boys. So, there's a bunch of shows on Polarity in the archives if you need some more refreshers. For those of you who might just be tuning into this show, little review. Polarity is the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, masculine, feminine, yin-yang, etc. It's elemental in all of the natural world, and it's instinctual, it's automatic, and it's hardwired in the human psyche as well as the human body. This stuff is tough to teach. It's not easy, and it's not simple. There's so much to it, and there's so much to it because we've gotten so far away from it culturally that we have to bring it back on an intellectual plane, and that's why it can be really confusing. If I could teach it merely instinctively and get everybody to be plugged in instinctively to it, it would be a piece of cake. But because we process intellectually through the realm of learning in this culture, it can be really complicated. So for the sake of simplicity, I do teach to the cultural majority, meaning masculine core men and feminine core women. But polarity is not gender specific. It's energetic in nature, and it occurs naturally in all relationships. And every interaction is a relationship, whether it's your intimate partner or it's a, you know, 3-minute elevator ride, you're having a relationship with the people that you interact with. Everyone has both masculine and feminine energy within them, but at your core, you're either one or the other. Your core is your essential nature. It is your authentic self. And that's an interesting point that I wanted to touch on a little bit. There's so much in the New Age and in our modern therapeutic modalities about, you know, living authentically, being your authentic true self. And I can't tell you how many questions I've fielded over the years in my counseling practice from people like, what does that mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to be authentic? What does it mean to be your true self? So many people have come to me and said, I don't know who my true self is, because so many of us, based on belief system and family legacy, which you've all heard me talk about numerous times on this show, we have this strange, skewed view of who we really are in the world. And most of us spend a predominant time of our life not living our truth, but living somebody else's truth, or living the cultural truth or the family truth or whatever. So the coolest thing of all, I think, about right polarity and about polarity in general, yes, that's a made up word, is the fact that it is your authentic core self. And as you start to understand it, and as you start to work with that instinctive hardwired energy, you are in fact immediately tapped in to your authentic self. Pretty astonishing. No matter what your belief systems are, if you're working with that energy at all, you have a consciousness of it, you are in fact tapping into your authentic self. The same way that prayer, affirmation, visualization, that type of thing, when you are using it specifically to connect to God, as soon as you think about God, you're connected. You don't even have to believe in God. That's the really amazing thing. You don't have to start out believing. If you start working with it and you start being conscious of it, then you are instantly connected. I find that absolutely incredibly amazing, powerful, and comforting at the same time. So here are the qualities, if you will, of the two energies. And it's just super important to start to kind of wrap your brain around. The masculine qualities, and this again is from an instinctual yin-yang perspective. Masculine qualities are presence, purpose, strength, and direction. He's known as the rock. That's a David Data terminology. I call him the hero. The feminine qualities are light, love, support, and emotion. David Data calls that the weather. Woman is everywhere at once in all places. Pretty fun. I call her the muse. She inspires love in people. The two together, masculine and feminine, create the perfect balance, the dynamic alliance of opposites. Another thing that I wanted to talk about in the context of this issue today, how do you express your opposite energies in healthy polarity? The truth is, if we lived in a different culture, in a different world, a different time frame, we wouldn't even be having this conversation because it wouldn't be necessary to animate those opposite qualities. But because we are in a very powerful time frame with lots of choices, lots of options, it's not quite that simplistic. We talked last week about the fact that the feminine is made to animate her masculine because our world is very patriarchally set up. Do I get a quarter for that word? Barb's putting money in the jar for the linguistics today. So as women in the work world, etc., we don't really have a choice. We are called upon to be in authority positions and utilize those masculine qualities, presence, purpose, strength, direction, leadership, etc. And that's not to say that in past, you know, centuries, women weren't in leadership positions. Of course they were. They absolutely were. But they did it from more of that feminine place, which we absolutely touched on last week. So if you're really struggling to wrap your brain around what I'm saying right now, I would encourage you to get into the archives and take a listen to that show so you can get up to a little bit more speed on this. Krista, one of my listeners, emailed me back in July with some questions on polarity, and I'm finally getting to the show on it. And she had several questions, and one of those was specifically, how do the opposite energies get expressed in a healthy way in right polarity? The most important thing I can tell you, and I said this last time, the difference between a shadow expression or the quote unquote unhealthy expression of your opposites and a core expression is fear. It's energetic and it's all in the delivery, 100% in the delivery. So, like we talked about before, if for women in this culture having to utilize their masculine qualities, it's come from this place of fear and jockeying for position and needing to prove themselves and having to be better than men. I've complained about this in the past. There's an actual book that was written in the last number of years, the title of which is Are Men Necessary? And that was written by the only female op editor at the New York Times. And it's like, wow, I find that, besides incredibly offensive, I find it really tragic that there's even that idea out there, because the masculine and the feminine have to coexist in that perfect yin-yang way if we're ever going to right the wrongs that are going on this planet. I'm telling you, it's all based on reverse polarity. So I'm going to take a risk like I took last week, and I'm going to say, once again, at times it's appropriate in our modern world for women to animate their masculine qualities, but there's really not a place for men to animate their feminine qualities. And here's what I mean. First, from the most basic yin-yang standpoint, the feminine's multifaceted, masculine is singular in focus. So it's actually just even energetically copacetic for a woman to utilize energies other than her core because she can multitask. She can juggle. Men are better served staying true to their core from that yin-yang aspect. So, as the feminine process is emotionally and spiritually first, women who have been taught to process from that intellectual and physical place first, based on cultural programming, familial programming, fear, etc., they're going to shut down or disregard their emotions. All right. So they'll be coming to those masculine leadership qualities from a shadow place. And that is not pretty, not healthy, and has resulted in a whole lot of stereotypes of women who are out of control emotionally, or who are, you know, really harsh, aggressive, controlling. I believe there's an expletive for that. I won't say it on the air, but y'all get my drift. You've heard it before. If a woman expresses the masculine qualities through her true feminine core, however, she becomes a kind of leader that inspires as opposed to controlling, and the feminine invites rather than demands. It's incredibly powerful for a woman leader to see intuitively and emotionally the highest and best in the people that work for her. She sees the hero in the men that work for her. She sees that divine quality of the muse and the goddess and the women that work for her. And she works to nurture those qualities and invite those qualities rather than grabbing and squeezing and demanding. Can't emphasize this more, y'all. This is an issue of motive and energy. If you're doing anything out of fear or for a need to control or as a way of proving to others who you are, then it's a shadow expression, flat out. And one of the things that I always teach when I'm teaching the women about polarity is, in right polarity, a woman knows she's strong and capable and can do everything by herself. She totally knows it and owns it big time. And she doesn't have to do those things in right polarity. She knows she can, but she doesn't have to. And that, of course, requires healing trust issues, major trust issues, so that you can learn to listen to your intuition. So before I step specifically into the men, I want to just talk about kind of an overall idea in specific answer to that question. You know, how does the opposite energy get expressed healthily? Well, the absolute best way to animate your opposite energy, the energy that's opposite of your core, is to inspire and cultivate it in the people around you. You know, the best teams are not made up of players who are constantly jockeying for each other's position and constantly try to take over the other player's moves. They know their roles. They know where they belong in the bigger picture of that team, and they focus on and bring the best of the best to their position. Well, it's the same thing with masculine and feminine energy. Men make the women around you feel safe enough to shine, and women invite the masculine to be heroic in everything that he does. Then you're going to experience the opposite energies in absolutely correct polarity. Sounds really simple, doesn't it? Yeah. And it's not easy either, because we're coming from, you know, decades, if not centuries, of opposite programming. So I want to dive into the men here, and then we'll take a little short break in a few moments. Just by the way, if you do have a question you want to call, the number is 877-230-3062. Guys, I would love to hear from a man, actually. I would love to have a guy call in. Be great. Be awesome. The most misunderstood aspect of polarity in regards to the masculine definitely arises with the issue of emotions. So please listen carefully, everyone. Step closer to your radio. Step closer to your computer so that you can hear this. I am not saying that men are not emotional. I'm not. I wouldn't remotely say that. What I'm saying is men are hardwired to process emotions differently. Hallelujah. That's the point. We're different. We're supposed to celebrate the differences. The societal ideal is equality. Equality equals sameness in our culture. Okay. So let's talk equality for a second. Let's talk the real equality here. The masculine equivalent or equal of feminine emotion is presence. A man who's truly in his masculine core, who's truly heroic, is going to be incredibly present. And I'll tell you what, that's probably the number one complaint that I hear from women when I'm counseling couples that are in crisis. The women will say, he's not present. He's not even here. When I'm talking to him, he's somewhere else. He doesn't pay any attention to me. All right? So presence is the masculine equivalent of feminine emotion. A man who's in his masculine core is going to be highly perceptive and aware of his environment, aware of the energies of those around him, and he's going to have a drive, and I'm talking a serious drive, to serve the greater good through that awareness. It's all about serving. It's actually all about serving for the feminine, too. She serves the world by being in that emotional and intuitive place, and the masculine serves the world by being in his physical and intellectual realm. So that's where the masculine processes first, physically and intellectually, meaning men look to find answers and solutions to problems and to take action. So how many of you, you know, are well aware of that cultural negative that women complain that their men always want to fix everything? I just want to vent. I just want to tell him how I feel, and he just wants to fix it. And then they get all, you know, they get all twisted up about that. Well, let me tell you something. One of the things about intimate relationship, of course, is recognizing how people express in their core. And a lot of women will complain that their men won't bring them flowers. Instead, they'll change the oil in their car. Well, what kind of love is that? Well, I'll tell you what. That is absolutely heroic. He's protecting you. He's taking care of you. It's about learning to appreciate these differences, people. So, thanks to modern cultural programming of equality and feminism, men have been taught to utilize their emotions in a way that goes against the natural hardwiring. So men who've learned to process emotionally first will display the shadow from two ends of the spectrum. They're either the weakling, and the weak man is prone to addictions. He's prone to depression, sexual dysfunction, and other physical maladies. Or the other side of that spectrum is the bully, who's abusive, controlling, corrupt, and dangerous. And wow, I don't know about you all, but I think we're seeing a lot of that in our world these days, that masculine bully showing up in a lot of different ways. A true masculine hero seeks to serve the world. He utilizes his perception and his instincts to find answers and solutions and to take actions that protect and provide for the people he's responsible for. And that hardwired sense of heroic responsibility would absolutely encompass his loved ones, his community, as well as the people he happens to be riding up the elevator with in those 3 minutes. Okay? That's what the true masculine hero is all about. So how does that relate to, you know, expressing the feminine? Again, I'm hoping that this is clear. It's not that men are not emotional. They are, but they process their emotions differently, and they should process their emotions differently. They should come at the world from that intellectual and physical place and be present and utilize that awareness and perception as a power tool, and also be completely open to utilizing the feminine around him who will come with emotions and instincts. Dr. John Gottman, who runs the Marriage Institute at the University of Washington, very, very brilliant man, talks about what he calls the crap detector. And he says that the woman in the relationship has the crap detector. She's going to be able to tell when things are going sideways long before the man ever will. And that's not a judgment on the masculine. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And any man with half a brain is going to trust his woman's input on that because she's instinctively and emotionally connected in ways that he is not. And so the other piece of this is in the realm of right polarity. And this is where I get the most arguments from an audience when I'm talking about this. In the realm of right polarity, the masculine is 80% responsible for creating right polarity. It is not a 50-50 split, not by any stretch of the imagination. Why is that? Well, because the feminine cannot open up fully unless she feels totally safe. And the only way she feels safe energetically, meaning relaxed, at ease, etc., is if she's surrounded by consistent masculine. That's crucial in this situation. So that's another reason why I can't emphasize this more. The masculine, there's less place for the masculine to be expressing feminine energies in this world than there is for the feminine to be expressing masculine. And I'm hoping I've made that as clear as I possibly can in this format. So is this a burden to men? Absolutely. Absolutely. To the human side of a man. Even heroes get weary. All the mythic heroes had a moment or two, you know. Jesus Christ himself said at one point, you know what? I quit. I'm not going to do this anymore. Even heroes get weary. And that's where God comes in. That's absolutely where God comes in. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. How does the masculine need to work with God so that he can stay in that focused, singular, pointed energy of the masculine? So don't go away. We're going to come back and talk about the rest of this. If you got a question, call me. We still got some time. 877-230-3062. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
David Lee Roth in his spandex leaping around the stage. Oh my gosh, I am seriously, Barbie, having like massive flashbacks here. It's tons of fun. What's that? He's definitely, well, yeah, he was in a form of his masculine. Oh my goodness sakes alive. So we're back talking about polarity. Want to give a quick little shout out to Mr. Rob Pemberton, who's in the chat room, or was in the chat room anyway. Hi, sweetheart. And he says that he is representing the Polara dudes today. So he would call in, but he's got a meeting. Sure you do, Rob. Sure you do. Just can't handle the hot seat, can you, baby? Thanks for listening. So we're back, and we are on a rather challenging subject. I know that it's challenging for people who are trying to come to this information maybe for the first time. I know it's challenging for people who've been learning this stuff and they're still trying to wrap their brain around it, because it really is completely counter to what our cultural programming has dictated as the ideal. That whole equality sameness routine. And I'll tell you what, folks, I will go toe-to-toe with anybody on this. I will guarantee you that every single thing we're dealing with that is problematic in this culture can be traced to reversed polarity. Guaranteed. And I literally will take anybody on about that. So there's a little bit of a invitation/challenge. So I want to... We're talking about, you know, how the fact that the masculine is 80% responsible for creating right polarity because of the standpoint of safety and energy. And yeah, that is a massive burden. In fact, it's hysterically funny sometimes in an audience. I'll get men who are just furious with me at that statement. It's like, well, why is it all on my shoulders? Well, because you're hardwired to carry it, boys. And that's the best news of all. And from that energetic, instinctual standpoint, that's just how it works. I mean, the bottom line, you can argue with gravity all you want, but at the end of the day, it still got a hold, and so does polarity from an instinctual perspective. So the hero gets weary with the burden at times, and that's where the God piece is crucial. In order for a man to be fully present in his world, we talked about presence being the key to the masculine emotion, a man has to have his life in order, and he has to be connected to his sense of greater purpose. And that greater purpose is that divine, heroic energy. And this is so much about delivery. It's so much about how you own your core. We talked last week about feminine strength, true feminine strength, coming from a place of love and openness, from intuition, spiritual connection. True masculine sensitivity is literally uncompromising, and it shows itself through courage, nobility, chivalry, and service to the greater good. I'm telling you something, girls and boys, when I just even say those words together, courage, nobility, chivalry, and service to the greater good, I instantly relax. I physically feel myself relaxing. And I imagine what the world would be like if that was how the masculine was showing up on a consistent basis. And you're not, nobody's perfect, okay? Everybody remember that. You're not going to be in your core 100% of the time. It's not about that. It's about return. It's about consistency to the best of your ability. And it's about track record, particularly for the feminine. She's paying attention to track record in a man, big time. And it's interesting to see how our nation, that microcosm, macrocosm thing, you know, we're all, everybody's freaking out and not paying attention to track record when it comes to our leaders right now. Find that fascinating. So, none of this seems equal from the standpoint of sameness, but it is equal in the true sense of balance. That dynamic alliance of opposites, opposites that are as necessary and precious to the collective as they are to each other. And I said this in last week's show, I'm going to say it one more time. It's time to stop the fight. The fight is totally the paradigm right now. It's time for the masculine hero to step up and be purposeful and present, and for the feminine to be willing to stop fighting and be receptive. So here's a final spin on this, and we've got Blair on the line from Santa Barbara. Honey, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I just want to say these final things. Remember, we've talked about this before. There's only two energies. There are only two energies, love and fear. The divine expression of those two energies is love and safety. Get that? Divine expression of fear would be safety, the move towards safety. Love is much more multifaceted. There's so many aspects and angles to love. Safety is relatively straightforward. There's your feminine and masculine right there. In those two, the only two energies are feminine and masculine. I don't think that's coincidence. I want to say that there's a reason for that. God might be the reason. Your core is your higher self, your essential self, your divine self. Pick the terminology. Everyone's always asking, what does it mean to live your higher truth, to express God in human form? Well, as a masculine hero or as a feminine force of love. There it is. Simple, but it's not easy. And planetary energies may be shifting and easing up this coming year, as we found out in the last couple sessions. But at the end of the day, we're still having to choose how we show up in the world. And in my opinion, we better choose something better. That's where I'm coming from. So we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We have Blair from Santa Barbara. Howdy.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Well, I'm thrilled out of my mind that we have a Polara dude on the phone. So what can I do for you today?
I'm agreeing with a lot of what you're saying. And I'm seeing that the masculine in this culture is going through their own transformation. Mm-hmm. Women then went through a transformation of wanting to be equal with men.
Right.
And bringing in the masculine. But for men, there is also a transformation going on as far as their expression of feelings.
Yes.
And part of that includes having a safe place to do so.
Amen.
It's been just way too scary to try to challenge those old archetypal models of that the men are unfeeling and stoic and they get things done and they're okay.
Right.
They're really not okay. There's feelings that they're having, but they may not have had a forum or a place to share them because it goes directly against their own identity.
Yeah.
What they've come to understand as what a man is.
You bet.
So I like a lot of what you're saying, and I'm also here to say that vulnerability is there, and it needs to be done in a safe place for men that may be in amongst other men where they can be safe. It may not be in the presence of of a partner until it gets to a point where there's enough safety created that it isn't at that place of fear.
You are absolutely brilliant, seriously, and that is a phenomenal. No, you really are. I'm serious. I'm bowing down to you right now. There's that's exactly what it should, quote unquote, look like from, again, a right polarity standpoint. The masculine is typically seen as the lone wolf, and which is an oxymoron into itself because wolves are pack animals. So lone wolf is a little weird. But the key is for the masculine to express his emotions in a masculine forum, he needs to be with men. They need to be together to talk that stuff out, to express it out loud, to duke it out energetically or otherwise in the presence of masculine energy. And this is another thing that couples that I counsel really have a tough time with. If you as a man come home from work, let's say, and you've had a terrible day and your boss has just been, stomping all over you, and you come home and you're just dumping on your woman, the first place she's going to go, is to fear. She's going to go into fear and she's going to animate her masculine and want to tell you how to fix it. Okay. But if you go to your masculine places like the gym or your group of guys or a good friend or God, whatever that masculine component is, and you get all of that energy out of your system, you express all that stuff and you vent all that stuff in an appropriate masculine way, in a polaritudinally correct masculine way, you're going to be looking at it from a standpoint of, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Now, what do I need to do to fix this? Men, from a polarity standpoint, do not stay in their emotions. They feel their emotions and they look for a solution. Is that a fair statement?
Right. They don't stay in their emotions. They'd rather distance themselves from it or like you say, get into the addictions that will numb it.
Sure, sure.
Or obliterate it.
Right. Or the good side of that is they don't stay in their emotions, meaning they don't wallow in their emotions. They seek to find the solution or take the action. And so then, if you've vented all that stuff and you've come to that place as a man of, okay, here's what went on today, here's what I'm looking at possibly doing about it, then you can bring it home to your woman and say, here's what happened today, and here's what I'm going to do about it. And that is going to be extraordinary. You've shared your emotions, you've shared your heart with your partner, she feels safe because she knows that you're handling it, and you handle it. And even if that perfect quote-unquote scenario doesn't play out, if you as a man have a track record with your woman of taking care of business, of being purposeful in your life, of fixing the things that don't work in your life, instead of just constantly coming home and complaining about things, then she's going to feel safe if you do come home and complain once in a while. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Track record's huge for the feminine. And again, what we're talking about here can be so subtle in the way we're talking about it. It's not about men not feeling vulnerable. It's not about men not being vulnerable. It's about how you're being vulnerable. It's about opening up, showing that side of you, and then stepping up and saying, and here's what I'm doing with it. That action piece is the key. That action piece is the key to making the feminine feel safe. It's also the key to you as a masculine being connecting to that divine hero that you've been hardwired to be. You know, there's so many lost men in the world. Oh my God, there are so many lost men. I know a bunch of them personally who have had failures in their life, who have made quote unquote mistakes, and they have stayed in this idea that they have screwed up or they've, you know, they're a loser or they're a failure or what have you. And they never grabbed on to the fact that they had that hardwiring to be the hero and rise above that stuff. And that requires the God connection big time. So does that ring true for you?
Yeah, it does. I think what you're saying is right on. And I think about how getting men to the point where they're able to say, you know, I'm having a feeling right now, and I'm gonna go and take care of this.
Yes,
that is a huge skill.
It is a huge skill set. Oh my gosh, it really is. And so, can I just tell you from a woman's perspective, from a feminine perspective, what my reaction when you just said that? I had a physical and emotional reaction when you just said that. That was such literally. It was, and I'm gonna trust that you're gonna take this appropriately. That was a turn on. That was an emotional turn on for me. And I felt like, oh, yes, that's exactly what the masculine hero does. That's exactly what he does. I'm having this situation and I'm going to take care of it. And that's all that the feminine really needs to hear. It's truly all the feminine really needs to hear from her man. And so let me ask you this question, Blair. When you said that, how did you feel? I mean, seriously, even though you were just maybe, you know, making a statement, how did it feel to you to say those, to literally say that phrase?
It felt good because I aim to be in that place, and I don't always get there.
Right.
But I have other men that know me and that I could call on to help restore me as far as if I get off track.
Yeah.
And that's a real saving grace.
You bet it is. And that's another thing that I admire so much and appreciate so much about the masculine is that you guys can be so clean in that. You know, you can, because you are processing primarily intellectually and physically, when you've got that, when you are wobbling and off track, you've got buddies that'll call you on it right there, you know, and won't hesitate. I love the fact that men can duke it out either literally or figuratively and then buy each other a beer afterwards. You know, there's a great scene. I love movie analogies. There's a great scene in the movie Bull Durham. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Costner. Oh my gosh. He's so amazing in that film. And when he and Tim Robbins first meet, and Kevin Costner's the catcher and Tim Robbins is the young pitcher, and they go out back because they're starting to fight over the woman. And he challenges him to this pitching contest, and he tells him that he wants him to hit him in the chest with a fastball. And Tim Robbins totally misses and gets all mad and comes at Kevin Costner. And Kevin Costner just cold cocks him, pops him right in the face. And Tim Robbins is like, cool, that's my new catcher. And they get up and they go in and have a beer together. It's such a perfect example of how the masculine can process those kinds of things. I mean, there's a ton of emotion in that scene, and yet they get it done, they're clean with it, and then they respect each other. And that's why it's so crucial for men to have their tribe, to have their group that they can rely on.
And yeah, I really like what you're saying, because it's true that men have always had, like, productivity and status to go for. But on a deeper level, as we're talking about men supporting men in being authentic, it's about helping them to stay and supporting them to stay in integrity.
Yes.
With their visions, with their emotions, with taking care of themselves, with not being the lone wolf.
Yes.
With protecting the community, the village, their own family.
Yeah.
And so, I really love your work. Thank you.
Wow. Well, can I just tell you that I am head over heels in love with you? I'm serious, and I mean that.
Great, you're single?
No, actually, I am very happily connected to an extraordinary man. But I will tell you that as a feminine core being, I do fall in love with the people that are around me. That's my expression. And I'll tell you flat out, I'm in love with you. You rock the Casbah, and I can't thank you enough for calling today. This has just been amazing. So men,
glad to be part of it.
Yeah, men listening need to re-listen to this show and I don't know, you know, get your phone number so you can start coaching or something. That was amazing. Thank you so much, honey. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Wow. What a divine hero that was. I feel extraordinarily honored to have spoken to that gentleman. I'm telling you what, people. So I want to wrap up the show with a few prayers that are, I think, perfect for this whole thing. Because you want to be in your core, so you got to establish divine order in yourself. And here's the prayer. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. I am in divine order. I am in sublime order now. And then divine love, which is expressed either through love or safety. Here's the prayer. Divine love expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete. Amazing stuff. I hope that I made this clearer for you all today. If you have any questions about this, of course, give me a holler. If you like today's show, please email it to people you know who might like it too. I'm really wanting to get this show spread out there a little bit more. This particular show, today's show, will be up in the archives in the next day or so. And you can access those again by going to the media page at michellemorgan.org. Click on the archive button. And then you can click on, there's an email icon. You can send the show to anybody or any of the other previous shows. And you can also share them on your Facebook page if you have one. There's a little icon for that. Pretty cool thing. So I'm really hoping that people are spreading the word here. We're having a ton of fun on this show. If you love the music on this show, today especially, you want to go to iTunes and download the songs. I am filling up my new iPod. It's kind of scary. I'm like filling it. It's like, whoa, 2,000 songs. I think I'm halfway through. So, yeah, I'm having a ton of fun with that. I will be posting the song list on my Facebook fan page. I have absolutely no clue what next week's show is about. Don't have a single freaking clue. I think I'm still in the whale space. I'm just kind of taking it easy and flowing with everything. So when I figure it out, I guarantee you I will put it on my Facebook page, or you can just, you know, milk the mystery all week and just tune in next week, 12 p.m. or 12 noon, I should say, Pacific Standard Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. It's been awesome, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Again, Blair, thank you so much, honey, for calling in. This is Michelle Morgan. Be well.
You You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.